Earlier this month, Laura Immler sounded thrilled to finally be enrolled in an affordable insurance plan. Now she sounds more like this.
I don't even know how to feel about the whole thing anymore because I can't even get anybody who has an answer to help. It's just such a lost cause at this point.
A few things went wrong with Laura Immler's healthcare.gov application. First, according to the website, she enrolled in a health plan, but her new insurance company, Moda Health, didn't have her application. When she called the healthcare.gov hotline number, no one could help her figure out what went wrong. Then she found out the website miscalculated her subsidy amount. She was supposed to receive a monthly subsidy of $366, but the website only let her use $315.
The subsidy issue is weird. Like, if you look at my profile on the website, it shows my full subsidy, but it says that I'm only using part of it. So they know I've got a screwed up subsidy, but they don't know what to do with it. Like, there's no one directly you can call and talk to say, hey, my subsidy's on there. How do I apply all of that?
Getting the subsidy corrected would require filing a paper appeal with the federal government. So the technical problems with Immler's enrollment were adding up. At the same time, she started hearing stories from friends whose insurance plans were being canceled because they didn't meet the Affordable Care Act requirements. Immler says some of those friends don't qualify for subsidies and aren't able to find affordable new insurance.
I have a moral dilemma with that why should I be able to get health insurance when other people are having to lose it?
Immler needed a break from healthcare.gov. So on a recent morning, she sat on her living room couch with a cup of coffee and her laptop.
I've had to change my password about 4 times. Oh, you know what? I have it written down. I cheated. There it is.
The site actually logs Immler in pretty quickly. And after a few clicks, she finds her enrollment information.
This is my application that I applied on the 24th of October.
And it says status complete.
Yeah, says complete. So you have to click on here. On the actual application.
Immler scrolls down and eventually sees an ominous-looking red icon that says terminate coverage.
So you hit the terminate button. It says you've chosen to end the following coverage. You then have to check, I have fully read and understand that I'm choosing to terminate coverage. And then you click the terminate again, and we'll see what happens.
What happens is nothing. The health plan Immler signed up for is still listed in her profile. She logs out and then back in, and it looks exactly the same. She checks her email for a notice of coverage termination and finds nothing there either. Immler leans back on the couch and looks surprisingly calm about the whole thing.
I'm resigned to the fact that it doesn't work. No matter what I do, it just doesn't work. And this is the improved website.
When she is able to cancel her plan, Immler won't be quitting healthcare.gov for good. She's been uninsured for nearly a decade and wants that to change. She plans to log back into the website early next year to start the process all over again. In Anchorage, I'm Annie Feit.